spoke unto Joshua. When o'er the river God pointed their way, Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divided as they marched. God any rivers, God any rivers, you think are uncrossable. God any mountains, God any mountains, you
can't undertake.
Oh, my God specializes,
God specializes
in things thought impossible.
Hallelujah.
And he will do what no other power can do. Battles to win, they would meet with the obstacles.
Oh, yes.
Jericho's walls must fall to the ground. God never fails.
God never fails.
He stood back of his promises.
Would
that to crumble as
they
oh, you got any rivers this morning? God, any rivers you think are
oh, yes.
You got
thank
any
you, Lord
mountains
Jesus.
Today, God, any
oh, glory be to your name, Lord.
Oh, my God specializes.
God specializes
in things thought impossible.
And he will do what no other power can do.
Who is the same? God is the same. And his word is dependable.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He'll make a way through the waterfall.
Amen.
Oh, life situations,
amen.
Life situations. By him are unmendable. Mountains and hills he will part for. You got any rivers today?
Got any rivers
you think are uncrossable?
You got any mountains?
Got any mountains you can't handle
through?
Oh, my God specializes.
God specializes
in things thought impossible. And he will do what
oh,
no other
thank
power
you, Lord Jesus.
Do.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Is there any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? Are there rivers uncrossable? Oh, we have someone who can take us through. And he's here this morning because his word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Oh, Holy Ghost, we welcome you this morning, even as you've taken your place amongst us, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, this morning. Lord, we thank you that you have opened yet another week, Lord, unto us. Father, we can look back, oh, the week that has just passed. Oh, our going outs and coming ins in our working places, in our homes. Oh, Lord, how you sustain us, how you kept us true, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord. And Father, here we are this morning, Lord, another week, oh God. Oh, we are so thankful that, Lord Jesus, oh, there has been a quickening in us, Lord, to quicken us, oh God, to go to no other place than to run to your house, Lord, to begin the week in your presence, Lord. And Father, Lord, as you've called us, as we have come, we come, Lord, with all reverence. We come with all humility, O Lord. We come with all obedience. Oh, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, is our sacrifice this morning. Something that, Lord, we know you will not despise, Lord. So, Father, as we have come, O God, We surrender all to you now, Lord, that you have your own will, God. As Lord, we commit all the Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, our children upstairs, and we here, Lord. Father, we pray that the author of the word, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word this morning. And Father, teach us, O God. Once again, we want to say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you, brethren, for coming. I will give my testimony. We have to follow church order. Praise the Lord. But meanwhile, I thank the Lord that he has brought me back from Romania about 2 weeks. The saints and the brethren over there, they greet all of you. It had been a wonderful time. And so I'll give my testimony at the right time. Amen. So I thank you for your prayers also. So as we stand in, let's stand to the reading of the word, Galatians 4. We read from verse 22 to 26, Galatians 4, for our Sunday school. Let's hear the word of God. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, and one by a bondmaid, and the other by a free woman. But who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with his children. Verse 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of all of us. Amen. Lord, we've read your word, O God. Bless your word as we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus. We want to hear from you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Please, my second eye. Yes, this morning we want to look at a subject, the faith seed of Abraham. We've been hearing the seed of Abraham many times. We've been hearing the seed of Abraham many times, and we always claim to be the seed of Abraham. But this morning, let us go a little deeper into this subject, the seed of Abraham. So I'll first read from the prophet's message, the seed shall not be heard with the shock. The prophet preached this this message one in Los Angeles and another one in Jeffersonville. So I'll read the this one from Los Angeles. The prophet said, now Paul is speaking of Abraham's two sons, which one of them was by Sarah and the other by Hagar. Now we find out here, and we understand that through the scriptures, that God is represented never in twos. Is in threes. Amen. Always in threes, God is perfected. Praise the Lord. Now, the prophet is saying, Paul is speaking here about two sons of Abraham. One from Sarah, one from Hagar. And he said, God is not represented in twos, always in threes. Amen. So let us read something also from the one he preached in Jeffersonville. He said, God is perfected in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's in trees. Amen. That's the perfection of the Godhead. All one God in three manifestations or three offices in the one Godhead. Amen. Now, there is also three in perfection of the steps of grace. The steps of grace, also three. That makes it perfect. He said, now, there is also three in perfection of the steps of grace to the church. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That consists of what? The new birth. Amen. Just like the natural birth is typed by it, which when woman giving birth to a child, the first thing comes forth is water, blood, and then life. Amen. So you could see the trees following up. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the prophet quoted 1 John 5, verses 7 and 8. You all know that scripture also. It said, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is the Son. And then the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Amen. The same also, there are three that bear witness. See, three bear record in heaven, three bear witness in the earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So, if God is never represented in twos, but in threes, then there must be a third son of Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. There must be a third son of Abraham, the perfection of the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the prophet said again, he said, Sarah thinking that God will not, first let us just ask ourselves this question first. Why is it that neither Ishmael nor Isaac could be the perfect son? Why? Let's try to put that question in our mind first. Why should it be so? Ishmael came because of Sarah's lack of what? Faith. Praise the Lord. We want something perfection. Something that is perfect. Praise the Lord. Something without doubts. Something without unbelief. That makes it perfect. And we could see that now we are trying to answer this question. Why Ishmael? Or Isaac, neither of them is what? The perfect son. If we are looking for perfection, praise the Lord. And we could see that Ishmael came because of what? Sarah's lack of faith. That she thought she would never be able to bring forth a child, you see. So she gave what? Hagar. To Abraham. Praise the Lord. And Ishmael came up. It's a child born out of what? Lack of what? Faith or unbelief. Praise the Lord. So the prophet says, Sarah thinking that God will not be able to keep all of his promise. See, it's so sad. See, Sarah thinking that God will not be able to keep all of his promise. True. She told Abraham to take Hagar, her maid, and marry her. See. And to bring forth a child. See, she thought that that's the way God has planned it. Oh my, you cannot think for God. God has spoken. It should be what? Yea and amen. You just believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, but she thought that God, that's the plan of God, that the child will only come through what? Through Hagar. But we find out that that wasn't so. Amen. Then Isaac also. Why Isaac wasn't that perfect child? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. He came out of Sarah, all right, but why? You see, Isaac came out also because out of doubt. Because when God had spoken to Abraham that at the appointed time, I will visit you and Sarah will have what? A child. And we all know that event, what happened. Sarah was at the back of the tent and she laughed within her heart. See, she doubted it. So we could see that, she said, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also? See, something that she laughed in her heart. So we could see that Isaac also came out of what? Unbelief. Praise the Lord. So she couldn't be that perfect child. Now, the prophet went on to say, so who is the third child? Who is the third child? Now, we know that Abraham had two sons by two different women. God gave him a promise through Sarah that there would be a son born. And through this son, the world would be blessed. All nations will be blessed of this son. And the prophet said, it is commonly believed, especially among the Jews, that it was Isaac, but it wasn't. Amen. That through him, the whole world will be blessed. The whole thing failed. Praise the Lord. It failed. So it wasn't him. That's what the prophet is saying. I believe you are following. Amen. So this promised son of Abraham is Jesus. And he is the royal seed promise of Abraham. So the third child we are talking about is Jesus. Amen. Now, we see that there are three in perfection. God is perfected in trees. Now, that was to be in the perfection in the seed of Abraham. That's Ishmael, Isaac, and Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ishmael coming from the bondwoman, Isaac coming from the free woman, both by sex, but Christ, Jesus, coming from a virgin birth without sex. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, here, the seed, one seed, not seeds. But one seed. So we always, you see, what we are talking about always, let's take notice of it. It is always what? Seed, not seeds. Because Abraham had a number of children. So Abraham had seeds. But here we are talking about the seed of Abraham. Amen. So the seed of Abraham, we are talking about, came out by what? By faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Came by faith. You see, God could have done it through Sarah.
Yes.
The way how he did it through Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the prophet said, Abraham's seed is more or less known as what? The faith seed of Abraham.
Amen.
praise the Lord, the faith seed of Abraham. And his faith seed, God was speaking of, not the natural seed. Because after Sarah died, Abraham married another woman and had 7 sons besides daughters. You all know that. Yeah, when you read Genesis 25:1, Abraham married another woman. Amen. Keturah or something like that. Yeah. Keturah? Amen. Yeah. So he had sons and daughters. So it wouldn't be Abraham's seeds. It was Abraham's seed. One. And that was Abraham's faith seed, pointing to the royal seed that was to come. Amen. Now, the prophet said, this faith seed is also a spiritual seed. This faith seed also, what? A spiritual seed. Yeah, it's coming to you and me now. Praise the Lord. It's a spiritual seed. So, this third son that we are hearing about, the faith seed, the spiritual seed, the real seed, the royal seed. You see, why we call this seed the faith seed? Already we have known that when the word came to Sarah, she doubted it. Amen. It came to Sarah in a condition of impossibilities concerning her circumstances, her age, and the husband's age. So this word of God came to Sarah in a condition of impossibilities, something that could not have been possible. Praise the Lord. But the God has spoken it. Sarah should have what? Believed and said, amen. So we could see that this same word about a son to be born, this same word came to Mary in the same condition of impossibilities, because Mary was without a man. Praise the Lord. Mary was without a man. So it was in the same condition, not that it was different. Do you get it? Came to Sarah, the same word of God at the appointed time, I will visit you and Sarah shall have a child. Sarah doubted it. Amen. Because she was looking at her circumstances and that of what? The husband's. So it couldn't be. And then the same word about a child to be born came to Mary also, in the same condition of something that could not be possible, because it has to take a man and a woman to what? To bring forth. Praise the Lord. But this is what Mary said. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Praise the Lord. That brings forth what? A faith child. Praise the Lord. Faith child. That child came out by what? By faith, believing on the word of God. Meanwhile, God had been what? Looking at the faith of Abraham. Praise the Lord. God had been what? Looking at the faith of Abraham all these years. That Abraham continued to believe in God. Praise the Lord. He staggered not at the word of God. And it was counted unto him for what? For righteousness. It was counted for him, unto him for righteousness. And so God had to honor Abraham's faith by the promised child that was to come, through whom the whole families of this world will be blessed. not through what Isaac, as the prophet was saying. Amen. So that's the difference. How that faith child or that faith seed of Abraham came forth. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as we all know, something also more about Abraham was that the Bible says, against hope, he believed in hope. And the prophet said, that's the real seed. Amen. That's the real seed. And because of his faith, it brought forth a son, a spiritual son. Amen. So, looking at these three children or three sons of Abraham, we could see that Ishmael and Isaac, none of them could be that promise or that faith child that we are talking about, the seed of Abraham. Where we are talking about the seed of Abraham, it has to be what? Jesus as the faith child. Amen. So, this morning, my brother, my sister, what about you and myself? We call ourselves the seed of Abraham. What makes us the seed of Abraham? We got to be what? And this also must be what? A birth. Praise the Lord. It must be a birth. If you are a seed of Abraham, it must be a birth. And that birth must also be what? A birth through what? Faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. Amen. And so, in Galatians, the same Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, he said, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 29. Give us 29. And if ye be Christ, either be a Jew or a Gentile, then are ye Abraham's seed, the heirs according to the promise. Praise the Lord. So you and myself this morning, we claim also to be the seed of Abraham, and we are what? That faith seed. Because we have what? True faith, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and have been baptized in his name. See, that makes us also what? That makes us the seed of Abraham. And it was through our faith, believing in the word, that has made us also the faith children of Abraham. The faith seed of Abraham. Amen. So we need to know our position, how we have been positionally placed, so that we will be able to live according to what? According to that status that has been given upon us. Amen. So we could see that the prophet said something. He said, Abraham did not look at anything as the circumstances. So if we claim to be the seed of Abraham, my brother, my sister, that's the kind of life we need to lead. Amen. If you claim to be the seed of Abraham, that because it should be what? Faith. Faith seed of Abraham. He said, Abraham did not look at anything as the circumstances. He didn't think about them. My brother, my sister, don't look at anything and think about anything. Just look onto his word. Because you claim to be a faith child of Abraham, the faith seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. So, Abraham's seed, faith seed of Abraham, always it is what? God said so. Amen. And that same spirit, the prophet said, that same spirit is upon us, the children of Abraham, making us to face the same thing. So whatever Abraham went through, we are bound to go through those same situations. That's what the prophet is saying, making us to face the same thing. And in our second, as we go through these studies, we are going to look at more of what? The life of Abraham, which we also got to follow and live that same kind of life Abraham lived by faith. Amen. So if we are the seed of Abraham, the prophet is saying, it's making us to face the same thing that Abraham faced. Praise the Lord. Don't let us not ever look at the circumstances of situations. Yeah, many times we look, it is there all around us. But we are our father Abraham, the spirit is in us. And so we don't look at those things, but we look at the promised word of God. Amen. So the seed of Abraham, faith seed of Abraham, shall we stand this morning and commit today's service into the hands of the Lord. Remember, you are a seed of Abraham. That faith seed of Abraham, because you have been baptized. You have believed unto the Lord Jesus Christ, his name, and you have been baptized in his name. Let's live the way of Abraham as we face the same thing that our father Abraham faced. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning once again. Father, now time for us, Lord, to dedicate, Lord Jesus, today's service, Lord, into your hands. And Father, we want to commit our song leader, the musicians that, Lord, will come leading us, O God, with songs of Zion, O God. O Lord, how we want to worship you this morning. We want to lift up your name. We want to esteem, Lord, your name this morning through worship and praises, O God. And Father, we commit all our instruments into your hands, our voices, our hands, everything that, Lord, that needs to be used this morning, O God, we want to use them, O Lord, to worship you and praise you, Lord. So, Father, accept, O Lord Jesus, our worship this morning. Accept our praises this morning and prepare us, O Lord, even for the word that, Lord, you have ordained for us today, O God. Father, as we commit your servant into your hands, preparing the Lord, Father, be with him, overshadow him, O Lord, as you know us individually, Lord. You know our hearts, our spiritual needs, Lord. Father, we pray that, O God, through your word this morning, you meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory, Lord. As, Lord, we humble ourselves and submit all into you. In the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.